It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. Thanksgiving is just a week away, and all over the land, preparation will soon be underway for the big event. Millions of turkeys will be thawed prior to being stuffed. Innumerable pumpkin pies will be baked. Mountains of cranberries will be sauced, and that combination of sweet potatoes, brown sugar, and marshmallows that it seems every grandmother in the land knows how to make will be under construction and ready for the oven. Thanksgiving is generally seen as a time to get together with loved ones, eat far too much, watch some football, and of course give thanks for all the blessings in our lives. Many homes will be decorated, and school children across the land will reenact Thanksgiving by dressing as pilgrims or Wampanoag Indians and sharing a meal of some sort. All of this is wonderful for helping create a sense of family, national identity, and of course remembering to say thanks at least once a year. However, many of the traditional stories about the origins of the holiday are based more on myth than in fact. Let's take a closer look. Actually, that first feast with the Wampanoag Indians probably contained no mention of Thanksgiving at all, and the idea of celebrating a bountiful harvest was not new to the Mayflower pioneers, and it wasn't an annual event either. In the earliest years of the observance, that didn't begin to happen until the latter part of the 17th century. And over the next 100 years, each colony celebrated with different traditions and on different dates. During the American Revolution, Thanksgiving observances were held in honor of military victories rather than good harvests. The idea of a Thursday celebration seems to have been favored by the Continental Congress beginning in the late 1770s. George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation by an American president on November 26, 1789. Interestingly, some future presidents, including Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson, refused to follow Washington's example because it was not specifically authorized by the Constitution. Beginning in 1846, Sarah Josepha Hale, a novelist and editor, began her campaign to make the last Thursday in November a national Thanksgiving holiday. She wrote thousands of letters and appealed to members of Congress as well as state and territorial governors. On September 28, 1863, she wrote to President Abraham Lincoln, urging him to make Thanksgiving a national festival. Less than a week later, Lincoln proudly proclaimed a nationwide Thanksgiving Day to fall on the last Thursday in November. Despite occasional efforts to change it, Thanksgiving was celebrated on that day for the next 75 years. To help the economy by extending the Christmas shopping season, in 1939, President Franklin Roosevelt moved Thanksgiving back a week to November 23rd. His proclamation applied only to the District of Columbia, and the country was in an uproar. Each state then decided for itself, with 23 states choosing to celebrate on the New Deal date of November 23rd, and 23 staying with the traditional date of November 30th. Texas and Colorado decided to celebrate Thanksgiving twice. Confusion and controversy continued for two more years until a bill was introduced that Roosevelt signed into law on November 26, 1941, establishing the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day. And so it has remained, and may yours be filled with blessings the whole year through. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 18th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.
So fill your plate and fill your drink. Put your dishes in the kitchen sink and let the leftover year just wash away. As we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day.